I had bobcats come out there at my hen house and caught over 30 chickens for me and out on that hill. Last one night he was in there, he pulled one hen's head plumb off. She was in the hen house and she kicked and bounced and laying over in the middle of the hen house. He couldn't get her, but he must have had the head up. Well, I looked and seen him with two big eyes on the shine of light, and I shot direct at him. He left, but he haven't come back. I haven't seen him, but there been a fox come in, and I bet he caught 50. That's right. That's this year. Not last year, this year. Yes, sir.
What would you call animals like that? Say, if...
Well, they're wild animals, and,
Well, would you have just one general name for that kind of animal?
No, only what he would be.
Uh-huh.
Now, a fox would be a fox. He looks like a dog. Looks like a little keen dog. Old possum, you see possum, you can eat them.
Mm-hmm.
Blue or kind of blackish-like. They'll come in your hen house or around your house and get every one of them. Bobcat, he looks like a big old dog, a cat or something, but he has a short tail.
Mm-hmm.
Tail about 4 to 6 inches long. That'd be the difference, only different animal.
What about the name varmints?
Yeah, well, you would name them varmints. The varmints catching my chicken, what we would say, you know.
Uh-huh.
We wouldn't know what kind of varmint it was. You know, we say three different kind of varmints catch a chicken. Or catch a fowl around your house like that. Varmints, mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And this is a little bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees.
Well, we call him a squirrel.
Uh-huh. What different kinds are there?
Well, say how many kinds?
Uh-huh.
Well, it would be three kinds.
Mm-hmm.
First one would be a red fox squirrel. Second would be a black fox squirrel.
Uh-huh.
The third one would be a cat squirrel.
Uh-huh. What's the difference?
Well, the black fox squirrel is black. And just like a squirrel, which is a squirrel, black, jet black. The fox squirrel is directly red and nothing but a squirrel, just like any other squirrel, but he red.
Mm-hmm.
The cat squirrel would be a little gray cat squirrel, just like any other squirrel, but it's small.
Uh-huh. So the black fox squirrel and the red fox squirrel are the biggest?
The black, that's right, is the biggest. Little cat squirrel, the smallest.
Uh-huh. What about something kind of like a squirrel that's got little stripes down its back?
Got stripes on its back?
Uh-huh.
It would have to be a seabed cat.
A ground squirrel.
A ground squirrel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a ground squirrel is got stripes in his back.
Can it climb trees?
Yeah, indeed. He climb a tree and run a tree as fast as he wants. You can't catch one of them.
Uh-huh. What about a kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Would be a peckerwood.
Okay. Any other?
Or bluebird.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the big kind of peckerwood that's about the size of a chicken?
That old big one would be a yellowhammer, a lardyard.
Uh-huh.
Can't call them lardyard. They're with a black with a white ring around his neck. Now the Lord, the yellowhammer, he's yellow, but he do peck holes in trees.
Uh-huh.
And ain't as big as a Lord God.
How did it get that name, Lord God?
Well, generally, people would pick up a name, and as it spread, each and everybody would know what it was talking about.
Uh-huh.
Just like if you stayed in the country here, and you was going hunting. All right, if I said, that's a Lord God there. All right, from that on out, you know what you mean by Lord God.
Uh-huh.
But now, if you didn't ever hear it, you wouldn't know the name, you see, or see him. But when you see him, then you know he was what you call the Lord God. And then everybody else would tell you, that's a Lord God.
Uh-huh. See? Any other name besides Peckerwood?
Well,